Okay. All right, we're going to do the Gemara now. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4. 7 lines from the bottom. Chavetz Kedera. V'chein Daisa. Rav Yehuda Omar Sha'akol Niyabit Varo. Rav Kahana Omar Bori Mine Mizonos. So what is Chavetz Kedera? It's some kind of like a porridge. And it gets its name Chavetz because Chavetz means anything that's like congealed together. Okay, like what happens to milk when you leave it in a keva and it starts to curdle. All right? But what is it actually? Rashi says, "Ulakam in mafarishla kimcha v'duvsha u'mishcha." That's what it is. It's kemach. It's a flour, honey, and oil. And later he means, of course, the Gemara Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, right? Yeah. So one said shahakol. Another said, "Bar Mina Mizonas." Bedaisa Greda. There is just plain, you know, a cereal, like a hot cereal. Kuli Alma Lo Pligi. De Bar Mina Mizonas. Yeah, that's for sure. If you take the Chamesh Saminim and cook them, that's for sure that's Bar Mina Mizonas. Ki Pligi Bedaisa Kein Chavetz Kedera. But rather it means a cereal that's made like Chavetz Kedera. Rav Yehuda Amar Shahakol Savar Dufsha Iker. So Rav Yehuda said you make Shahakol because he holds in both cases, whether it's Chavetz Kedera or Daisa Kein Chavetz Kedera. Either way, it's Dufsha Iker, the Davash, the honey is the essence. Rav Kahana Amar Barmini Mizonos Savar Smida Iker. He says, no, you make a Barmini Mizonos, the flour, the Hey Minam are the Iker. Okay, so that needs to be defined. What's the machlokes? And then the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yosef kivosei de Rav Kahana mistavra de Rav Ushmul de Amri Chavayo kol sheyesh bo mechamesh zaminim mevarchalav bar minei mizonos. So the Achronim have a hard time with this last line here. There's something very strange about it. What does it mean, Kivasei de Rav Kahana Mistavra? What do you mean? Rav Shmuel said, Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Saminim, Mevarach L'Bar Minim Mizonos. So it's an open halacha. What do you mean, Kivasei Mistavra? It's an open refutation. And it's exactly the case, you would think. Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Saminim gets a Bar Minim Mizonos. So the first Manda Amar is flat out wrong. It's not Mistavra. It's a Hilchasa. It should be like a Hilchasa. Doesn't make any sense. You don't even... You want to tell me maybe Rav Yehuda didn't know the statement? Because certainly if he knew that statement, he knew that halacha, how did he even say his opinion to begin with? That you make a Shahakol. And then why does the Gemara say Tanya Kivase? Okay? He brings it up. The Merome Sada, the Nitziv, in his Perish and Shas. He must have a lot of stuff on the brachas. Okay? He had a nice analysis on that, a previous Gemara about Iluya Achrina, you know, where the Nati Inshi Adaita. A nice whole piece there. So, what?
What's the name of the
sefer? Merome Sada. It comes from the fact that his first name is Naphtali. Right? So Naphtali, doesn't say it in the pasuk, Merome Sada? Okay. I think it does, right? Alright. Alright. So anyhow, yes, anyhow, so he mentions this problem. Okay. Yeah, even the way Rav Kahana himself expressed it, Joey's right. Why did he say Rav Kahana Amar Bar Minei Mizona Savar Smi De Ikar? Why didn't he simply say Rav Kahana Amar? No, the Amar Rav Shmuel Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Saminim Mevarech Lo Bar Minei Mizonos. Why do you have to say the Smi De Ikar? The rule is Kol Sheyesh Bo. It automatically becomes that way. It doesn't sound like he's saying their reason. And then they're just saying it's kvasei mistavra based on what they're saying. But they're not exactly saying the same thing. Okay, so what's going on here? All right, yeah, okay, so I'm at least make that basic point. In other words, borei minei mizonos is the same idea of a bracha chashuva like hamotzi is. With the one difference that mizonos is, although it's satiating, it's soyed, like pas, it's not something a koveya suda love. So it's like one notch down in the world of achila. But it is pas. But it is a type of pas, really. Pas above a kisnin. It's a type of pas. It could be considered pas. Most mizonos. I'm not saying every case. But it's definitely the idea of soyed. Alright, we're going to proceed in the following way. There's two ways to proceed. We're going to take the, what might be the simpler way. Probably is. Okay? Which is, we're not going to multiply machlokas. We're going to learn like Rashi. So there's a case on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rava. Hai Riata de Chakloi. All right, that's right by the two dots, about a quarter down the daf, on Amud Beis. So Rashi says, Riata, hu chavetz kadera. That's chavetz kadera. Okay? It's the way they made chavetz kadera in the kfar of Chakloi. All right? So the halacha is over there. The Gemara says that the machshi bei kimcha, all right, they put in a substantial amount of kemach. Mevarech bar minei mizonos, my timer, the smida ikar. Okay? All right. We can read through that Gemara in a minute. Okay? But Rashi learns that chavetz kedera and riata is the same thing. Now, what are the facts by riata? So the Rashba says, Duvsha Iker. Right? That's what the Gemara says there. The Dvash is the Iker. Alright? One Mandama says you make Shahakal because the Duvsha is Iker. And the other Mandama says you make Mizonos because the Smida's Iker. Okay? So, I mean, what kind of Machlokas is this? What do you have? Machlokas in Mitzias here? Right? Which one is it? Okay? So the Rashba explains. Pirush. Rubo Devash. Umiuto Solas. Okay? V'inami Ikro Machmas Dubsho. V'silto Lat Imo Lachshiro. Or another possibility is, okay? Some say it's not really another possibility. He's just really explaining the first one. Okay? Which is, the essence is really because of the dvash. Meaning, a person really wants dvash. He wants to eat the honey. But he puts in the soles to give it some flavor. It enhances it flavor-wise. Ulach Shiro, and to give it some substance. Okay? That's why he does it. Okay, some have Vimkain. Yes, that's the pshat, if you learn it's not a separate reason. Vimkain, Ikro Machmas Dubsho, that's what it means. Let's learn that way. Good. I don't want to make it into two reasons. I want to keep it simple. Okay?
That's okay.
It's good. Let's learn that way. So, So basically what you're saying is the objective is really the guy who wants to eat honey. That's his objective. That's what he wants. And that's what it means, the devash is ikar. Insofar as what does the person really want to eat, he wants to eat honey. The only thing is he doesn't like eating honey plain. He wants it to have this added little substance to it, right? It's like a guy who wants to eat licorice. He's not going to eat licorice plain, anise plain. Okay? So he adds wheat and other stuff to it to give it a, and then he gets the what he wants. He gets to eat the licorice in an enjoyable manner. Okay? Okay. And then the Rashba continues, Mikol Makom came into Solto Me'urav Bo Lachshiro Mevarchen Al HaSolis Kidasikne Mehad Rav Shmuel. Okay? But at the end of the day, you end up making Bari Minei Mezonos, as we end up concluding based on the Psak of Rav and Shmuel. Right? And there's Rav Kahana says, no, smida is ikar, which we have to define now what that means. And then we finally, the maskana is that why do we follow that side, that it's bori minei mezonos, that the solas is ikar? That's based on the ruling of Rav and Shmuel. Okay? So those are the facts I want to go by. Okay? So, okay, then we'll talk about Devek next. Okay? Leave that out for now. All right. So the question. So right now. So the Rashba gave us. He gave away one half of the problem, of the question. So according to Rav Yehuda, the reason why he makes shahakol is because he defines ikar by the purpose. What is the human objective in sitting down to eat this? Right. And the human purpose is the guy wants to eat the vash. That's essentially what he wants. He wants a honey dish. So the solas is there to enhance. So since it's only there to enhance, it doesn't get the bracha. It's like tafola. And therefore you make shahakal. Ah, what's the other side now? That you say the smida is ikar? I'll be honest, I think the distinction, if you want to go, you want to get that fact in here, and there's what's the difference between this machlokes and the principle of Rav and Shmuel? Right? Because we're saying that it's different. Then you couldn't have this machlokas if it was exactly what Rav and Shmuel were talking about. Doesn't seem like anyone argues it, Rav and Shmuel. That seems to be a universal principle. Kol she'yesh bo mechamesh saminim. Right? It's a question of how to understand it. It seems to be a question of how to understand it. Okay, the Netziv, okay, I'll read you how the Netziv understands in a minute. I think I remember hearing from Rebbe, this is a long time ago. I don't see, to me it makes a whole lot of sense. Is like this, is that when you talk about the principle kol she'yesh bo mechamesh saminim, that automatically you make a bar minim zonos, that's where the chamesh saminim is there as just a regular ingredient. There's a guy who wants to eat something, and he simply wants to have a mixture of X, Y, and Z. And one of those things is mezonos, is flour. So then, automatically, we always say, you make a mezonos. But here, you're putting in the mezonos definitely to enhance the honey. It's here as an enhancer. It's not coming as an ingredient because per se you want this. You want the honey to be in a certain way. So that's why you have a machlokas. Now the question is, can you derive from there to here? That's what I would say the facts are. It's going to come out, by the way, it's going to come out like this. You can have like a couple of, I think it makes sense from a, from a food culinary standpoint. You're going to have, we'll see when we define the whole thing, but you're going to have, you have where you put in flour as an ingredient because you want it as much as you want any other ingredient. Then you have a case where you want something, but the flour is there to enhance it, either taste-wise or as a substantiator, you know, to give it substance. And then the last level is where it's Devek.
Right.
It's going to be three levels, really. And then, of course, actually, then there's the super level where you have, of course, really the Mizonos and the bread are the... That's the whole purpose. Okay. He says something similar along those lines, the Nitziv. He also wanted to distinguish. He saw the problem, I told you. Yeah, he says he wants to learn. I'll just tell you quickly what he says. He says, V'amar Rav Yosef, kivasei de Rav Kahana Mestavra, mit ka'amri Rabu Shmuel, kol sheyesh po mechamesh saminim, mashma sha'afilo eino lemisad. Okay? All right, but whatever. We'll say a little bit differently. But you see, he caught the problem. You could have learned Rav and Shmuel in such a way that Rav Yehuda would be right. In this case, he would make a shakel. It's possible. We're saying it's because Rav and Shmuel is talking about the principle is really where the mizonos is simply a regular ingredient in the tarovis, in the mixture. As opposed to over here, where it's like the Rajba says very well, it's lahatimo ulahashiro. You really want the davash. And that's exactly Rav Yehuda's argument, that you define the ikar, the bracha, based on the human objective. What do I want to eat? In my interests, in my achila, what am I interested in? And that's what the bracha should go on. Yes, yeah, so what does Rav Kahana hold? Smida Iker. He holds that it's halach in the chefta. It's halach in the shem ochel. Now, since mizonos is soyed, it's satiating, by definition, as a ochel, it's always the Iker. It is Iker. Its essentialness emerges from its shem ochel, not from the objective and purpose of the gavra. So therefore he held that since the quality and the character of satiation of soyed emerges, so therefore you have to say it's the ikar. In the world of shem ochel, it's the ikar. Okay? That's what he held. Question is how you determine the ikar. Is it din in the gavra and the objective of the gavra? Or is it in terms of the shem ochel, talach and the chefza? And mizonos stands out in a certain way. Just like pas does. It's soyed, has a special satiating characteristic. So therefore, smida ikar. Therefore you're going to say the solus is ikar. Okay? And 1 second. And that's what the Gemara says. Kivase de Rav Kahana Mestavra. Because it says Kol Sheyeshbo. Kol Sheyeshbo makes it sound like as long, it doesn't have to be the purpose. But as long as the character of satiation, the character of as long as the Shem Ochel of Mizonos is present, that determines, that's the Iker. That's Robin Schmoll's principle. It's Mestavra that way. It's Mestavra that that's what it should be. You see? That's what they meant. Okay. Now, let's look at the Gemara and Lamed Tes. Ados es lahachi. Now let's take a look at the Gemara and Lamed Tes, which we're going to need anyhow for the Tosos, but I think it's important to understand it within the framework that we're setting up now. The Gemara and Lamed Tes. Amar Ravashi. It's right next to the Tosfos of Dormiskin. Okay? Right across, right? It's right across the Yogamara too? Amar Ravashi. Ki Havina Be Rav Kahana. Amar Lan. Tafshila de Silka. De Lo Mashu Ba Kimcha. Bore Pri Adama. If you make a Tafshil of beets, and they don't put in a lot of kemach, you definitely make Bar Pri Adama. Okay? The lifta, but in a top shield that they called lifta, the machshuba kimcha, tfei, bari menem ezonos. He said, but in lifta, where they put in a lot of kemach, then you make bari menem ezonos. The hodar amar, idi ve idi, bari priyadama. Vahai the shadi ba kimcha tfei, aye, they put in a lot of kemach, Lidvuki ba'alma avdila. It's only Lidevek. Lidvuki ba'alma. This is a very important Gemara. As I'm sure you hear. So what was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? What was the Havamina of Maskana, right? Is Rav Kahana again. Good old Rav Kahana. Okay, he's the brachas man. So the Gemara's Havamina was what? That it depends whether or not you have enough mizonos to say that the character of Soyed is present. Right? That's clear you see from this Gemara. Right? Here's your question, Joey, no? The lo machshebe kimcha bar pri adama, right? That doesn't change with the maskana. Maskana is just saying that the whole thing is bar pri adama for a different reason. But really, the Gemara held in the Havamina what? The Gemara held that as long as you have the character of Sa'id, so you would think that's when you make bari menem ezonos. If you don't have the character of Sa'id, then you wouldn't make Bar Pri Adama. Kamash Malan, in these cases, you never make a Bar Pri Adama. A Bar Minei Mizonos. I got that wrong. Let me say it again. In other words, the Havamina was that if you have not enough Kemach, and it doesn't have the character of, what do you call it, of Soyed, then you make a Bar Pri Adama. But if you put in enough Kemach and it has enough, then you would make Bar Minei Mizonos. Kamash Malan, in neither case of Silka, or in Lifta, do you make a Bar Pri Adama? Why? I mean, they make a Bar Minei Mizonos because Lidvuki Balma, it's Devek. What's the Gemara's answer? I'll tell you what the Gemara's answer is. It's very simple, according to us. The Mizonos, the Kemach, is not there as a Shem Ochel. It's Lidvuki Balma. It's just holding the other pieces together. It's not there. It's not funk. It's not existing as an ochel, as a shame ochel. So the Kamash Malan is that the characteristic of Sa'id is only important to us when the solas, when the kemach, is there as a shame ochel. The Havamina was that we don't care, even if it's there completely accidental. Right, it's not there as a shame ochel, but what do I care? Meanwhile, the bottom line is, physiologically, it's soyed, so you make a bari minei, it's possible to make a bari minei mizonos. The maskana is no. There's a more primary question. You don't just say physiologically if memela you have satiation. We have to know with bracha, it has to be that the mizonos is there as a shame ochel. It needs to be a shame ochel first. It has to at least be a Shem Ochel. Lach Shiro, Lahat Imo. That's a Shem Ochel. But Lidvuki Ba'alma? That's not functioning as a Shem Ochel. It's just there to hold the other pieces together. Of course, you have to use something that's edible or else you couldn't eat it. But that's not what you're really looking for. You're basically looking for glue. You're just looking for something to hold the other things together. So therefore, it doesn't have a Shem Ochel. And therefore, there's no Bari Menei Mizonos. So now you have the levels. Lidvuki Balma means it's mufka from a Shem Ochel. That's the end of the story. You can never make a brach on it. Now once it has a Shem Ochel, so now we hold that that's mistavra, what Rav and Shmuel meant, kol sheyesh bo. It could have been no. You could have said that kol sheyesh bo mechamesh aminim, Maybe is something else. It means where that's really the ikker, insofar as, let's say, the human objective, or maybe it's where it's, you know what I mean, in that sense. But no, we say kol sheyeshbo means wherever the mazot is functioning as a shame ochel, by definition, it has a certain quality. It satiates, and that automatically gives it, in the world of ochel, the shame ochel, that's the ikker. That's always the ikker. But it has to be there as a shame ochel. Devek is not shame ochel. So that's how we judge mazonos. You see, that's like the perfect example, like an ice cream sandwich. A kid will tell you, I want to eat ice cream. Yeah, but we don't care what you want to eat. The sandwich is not there, l'dvuki ba'alma. It's there, l'achshiro, l'hatimo. It's serving a real ochel function, a shame ochel. So therefore, by definition, it's a mezonos. It seems to be a question here. In other words, on Lamed Tes, the Gemara in the Havamina, before it rejects Mizonos because of the concept of Devek. So until that moment, the Gemara is operating with the idea, you have a Taroves, and now you're determining what bracha should you make on this entity of a mixture. Okay? It's not like the case where you're just eating a little crumb of mizonos, that there you make a mizonos, because that is the entity. There it's just a question of quantity, but you have the inherent entity, so of course you make mizonos. But here you're taking kemach, soles, whatever, flour, and you're putting it into a tarovis. And now your ma'isachil is related to this tarovis. Now what bracha do you make on this tarovis? So the Havamina was, and to me it seems still in line with, this is Rav Kahana's thinking, that what? That if it has, if the taroves has the kemach, gives it the character of sa'id, that by definition, that's the bracha you make. If it doesn't give the character of sa'id, then you wouldn't make a mizonos. You can't compare it to the case where you eat a mizonos plain, because that is the inherent entity. What other bracha are you going to give? That is an entity whose nature is to give sa'id. The only thing it's lacking right now is quantity. But in a tarovis, you can't say that. In a tarovis, it's part of a whole, of a mixture. What is the nature of this mixture? So if the character of sa'id emerges, so then the bracha is going to relate to that. That's going to determine it. In the world of shame ochel, that's going to determine it. The world of ochel, that's going to determine it. Forget about what the guy's objective is. He wants some other ingredient. I don't really care. But the kamash malon over there is that no. It happens to be, yes, the soid will emerge, but the whole reason you're putting the kemach in there is l'dvuki ba'alma. You're not even putting it in there as an ochel. So that I don't care the fact that it's soyed. The soyed is just accidental. The Havamina was, I don't care. As long as the character of soyed is present, that determines, that was his question. That determines the bracha. Kamash malan, then no, if it's not put in there as an ochel, then as a shame ochel, it's not there. So you can't talk about its characteristics anymore. They become gone. They're butthole qualitatively.
But according to Rav Kahana,
no, I disagree with you, because by Rav Kahana, even by Rav Kahana's case, like the Rajma said, it's lachshiro latimo. It definitely is a significant amount. It's not some little sprinkling. It's not ingredient 300 in the list. It's lachshiro latimo. So it's it's perceptible in the Maisa Achila, the Soles.
going to be...
All right, now you're asking about Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So let's learn the Gemara like this. We're going to learn like Rashi, right? Because that's how we said we're learning this whole thing. Okay? Don't quote me Ritva's or anybody else. Rashi. So Rashi's going to learn. Amar Rava. Hi, Rieta the Chakloi, which is Chavetz Kedera. Demashi Be Kimcha, where you put in a lot of Kemach, and Rashi says, what? Shemarbim Bo Kemach. The implication is that Kemach is the Rav. So Mavarach Bar, your name is Zonas. My time is Smida Iker. Because you'll tell me, because definitely the Solas is Iker. The Mechuzah, the Lomavshi Be Kimcha, Mavarach Lo Shakal Nibid Varo, my time is Dubsh Iker. But where in Mechuzah, where they put in more honey, and the minority is Kemach, so then you can say the honey is the ikar. V'hadama Rava idividi bar minei mizonos. Then Rava retracted. He said, no, both them should be bar minei mizonos. Even where the smida is not the rov. Why? The Rav Shmuel damri travail kol shiyosh b'machamesh aminim v'vachelah bar minei mizonos. That as long, I don't care if it's the minority, as long as the shame in the world of shame ochel, in Shem Ochel, it's always going to be the Iker. Because it's always going to be the satiating thing. And that's what it makes sense to glean from Rav and Shmuel.